This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by Honeycomb. When production is running slow, it's hard to know where problems originate. Is it your application code, users, or the underlying systems? I've got $5 on DNS, personally. Why scroll through endless dashboards while dealing with alert floods, going from tool to tool to tool that you employ, guessing at which puzzle pieces matter? Context switching and tool sprawl are slowly killing both your team and your business. You should care more about one of those than the other. Which one is up to you? Drop the separate pillars and enter a world of getting one unified understanding of the one thing driving your business, production. With Honeycomb, you guess less and know more. Try it for free at honeycomb.io/screaminginthecloud. Observability, it's more than just hipster monitoring. Hello and welcome to the Last Week in AWS Podcast Security Edition. Next week is Reinforce, AWS's big annual security conference in Boston. I won't be there, but I am looking forward to seeing what comes out of it in the cloud security space. As always, I'll be here to sort through it so you don't have to. Now let's see what happened last week. There was an article called Things I Wish I Knew About AWS WAF Bot Control, and it does a pretty decent job of pointing out the service's, well, limitations, honestly. It's well worth the read if you're considering adopting such a service. I also found a post on how to protect your data from ransomware with S3 Object Lock. And it's all well and good, but I do want to see actual examples of S3 ransomware in the wild before I begin devoting the energy to implementing something like this. It feels right now like it's a solution waiting for a problem. It also seems that Experian has learned nothing from its string of data breaches, because apparently just anyone can log in and change your email address to theirs and then proceed to go hog wild in the land of identity theft. Great job, folks. Makati Residence's data safe despite breach is the kind of statement you make in a headline when you're a winner of this week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award. And it's never a bad idea to take a gander at something that bills itself as a quick overview of AWS principles, identity-based policies, and resource-based policies, because we could all stand to learn more about that. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Vulture. Optimized cloud compute plans have landed at Vulture to deliver lightning-fast processing power courtesy of third-gen AMD EPYC processors without the I/O or hardware limitations of a traditional multi-tenant cloud server. Starting at just $28 a month, users can deploy general-purpose, CPU, memory, or storage-optimized cloud instances in more than 20 locations across 5 continents. Without looking, I know that once again Antarctica has gotten the short end of the stick. Launch your Vulture optimized compute instance in 60 seconds or less on your choice of included operating systems, or bring your own. It's time to ditch convoluted and unpredictable giant tech company billing practices and say goodbye to noisy neighbors and egregious egress forever. Vulture delivers the power of the cloud with none of the bloat. Screaming in the Cloud listeners can try Vulture for free today with $150 in credit when they visit getvulture.com/morning. That's getvulture.com/morning. My thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. AWS had a couple of interesting things to say. Eligible customers can now order a free MFA security key. If you don't spend $100 a month in your account, you're not eligible, so just don't configure a security key, and you'll be spending way more than that soon without your knowledge. And reported EKS IAM authenticator issue. It's a report of a vulnerability that they fixed, and it is a great demonstration of AWS doing everything right with respect to coordinating the disclosure with the third party who reported it and me finding out about it from AWS themselves. I mean this sincerely. Nice job. And as far as tools go, this didn't take long. I found a handy script that someone beat together that makes it easy as pie to use AWS roles anywhere. Check it out if the idea of having a signed cert as the gateway to IAM for your on-prem stuff appeals to you. It certainly does to me. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Security,
I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Stay salty.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.